Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week's question will be of interest to all those wine lovers out there.
Hello, I'm Karina from Quito, Ecuador. And my question is, why white wine is served chilled and red wine is served at room temperature?
Why is it that serving temperatures differ for red and white wine?
My name is Marjorie King, and I've been a sensory research technician with Agriculture Canada for 28 years. I'm retired now. First of all, red and white wines have different chemical compositions that influence their sensory perception and their sensory traits. The aromatic white wines, and these are things like Chenin Blanc, Gewürztraminer, some of the Rieslings, you serve them the coolest, so it would be about 8 degrees centigrade. The reason for this is they have a relatively higher proportion of aldehydes and esters and terpenes that fill up the headspace of the glass at a lower temperature. If you do a Chardonnay-type wine or a wine in that style that is oaked, it can be served at a slightly higher temperature, so maybe 10 degrees C, maybe 11 degrees C. The red wines we have, as part of the appreciation, is the phenolic compounds in the red wine. So with the polyphenols and the tannins contribute to the structure and the mouthfeel, and that's very much linked to the appreciation and a good quality red wine. These components are better tasted at a slightly higher temperature. So if you chill a red wine, it's not just that the flavor components don't come out into the headspace as well, but the tannins and the polyphenols feel much more astringent and harsher in the mouth, and the acid is accentuated as well. So if we serve those at about 19 degrees C, you get a much more pleasant overall balanced wine.
So chilling temperatures should really differ according to the grape variety the wine was made with. Some white wines are acidic, and so chilling will balance that out with a crisper fruitiness, whereas the tannins in reds can be brought out at a slightly warmer temperature. But as our expert says, if you prefer wine lollies, then why not? A little wine may be good for your health, but what about radiation?
My name's Steve from Little Walden, and my question is, how much radiation are you exposed to during a medical X-ray? How does that compare to the dosage levels radiation workers are allowed to receive?
So, how much does a medical X-ray dose compare to all those guidelines? Help us answer this question of the week. You can email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can write your answers on the forum. And that has a special dedicated website. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.